In other news this Wednesday evening, leaders of the African Union have failed to secure full numbers for a planned peacekeeping force in Somalia following a two-day summit in Ethiopia. The new AU chairman, John Kufuor, announced that the numbers of troops pledged were not enough. Matt Bryden, regional director for the International Crisis Group, gave us an insight into what this means for stability in the Horn of African nation.
Well, we've seen a mixed response to the appeal for peacekeeping troops for Somalia. About 4,000 of the 8,000 troops requested by the African Union have been put forward by some member states. A number of other member states, including some of the big troop contributors, Rwanda and South Africa, for example, have indicated that they'll provide logistical support or transportation, but that they are not prepared to contribute troops. So the AU is about halfway there. Perhaps more importantly is the declaration by the Somali transitional president, Abdullah Yusuf, that he is prepared to convene national reconciliation talks to contribute to stabilization in the country. And I think that is critical to the success of a peacekeeping mission, because without national reconciliation, the troops may well be opposed by some of the Somali communities, and there would be less of a peace to keep. So some positive developments, but not as much as I think the African Union and the Somali authorities had hoped for.